And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are going to talk about communism in the coming new year. Communism in the coming new year. What I wanted to talk about on this program today, specifically, is what I've come to believe, having studied this whole issue for years now, is the most dangerous and deadly form of warfare that we face in America, and I think the entire Western world, is psychological warfare. Psychological warfare, information warfare, propaganda, enemy propaganda fomented through mass media, through film, television. And as I've said on this program before, the real proof of that, that it is more effective than guns and bombs and all the rest of it, is what happened in Vietnam. The Vietnam War is, I think, for us as a country, is the clearest proof, because we won every battle in Vietnam, but we lost the war. Won every battle. We're there almost 20 years. Won every battle, but lost the war. We've talked about on this program before what happened in the former country of Rhodesia that was taken over by communism and became Zimbabwe, a beautiful, successful country wrecked by communism and propaganda. And their last prime minister, Ian Smith, said famously, he said, "We were never beaten by our enemies. We were betrayed by our friends." And what happened was they were basically overwhelmed by psychological warfare and propaganda. Same thing happened in South Africa. South Africa, which is going steadily downhill, we hope and pray something will happen to turn the situation around there. But since Mandela took over after he got out of prison, since he took over, the country has gone steadily downhill. Things have gotten worse and worse. The crime there is terrible. The country's been taken over by communists that are using all of the hateful race-baiting tactics that we see throughout Western civilization. And we see where all of that ends up. Where it ends up is saying no matter what demands they've made along the way, it will never be enough until they are able to rob and destroy everything. That's very clear. It's very clear. Now, why am I talking about this again today? Well, there's a new article here on Frontline or Front Page Mag. Front Page Mag. And it features a story about a film that came out years ago on Che Guevara. Che Guevara, who's the infamous communist revolutionary who fought in the Cuban Revolution to ultimately usher Fidel Castro into power in Cuba. Okay. And there was a film that was released, as you can find online. I remember I saw it a couple of years ago, with Benicio del Toro as Che Guevara. And the story here on Front Page Mag says, quote, "Actor says Che is cool, but Trump is cruel. Che is cool, but Trump is cruel. Groovy name, groovy man, groovy politics." That's the quote from this Hollywood actor, Che Guevara, who played the character on film. And, of course, this film was directed by an Academy Award-winning director, Steven Soderbergh, who made the film famously many years ago, Sex, Lies, and Videotape. That was you know, a very, very influential film. But then, you know, Soderbergh became kind of a very independent. I remember as an independent filmmaker, everybody looked to him because he was like the low budget independent filmmaking guy. He was like one of the gurus for that years ago. And then he started shooting film with these video cameras, you know, in like 24p. And that was unheard of. It's absolutely unheard of. Now, of course, everything has gone from film over into digital video. But Soderbergh, he was one of the guys who was part of the transition process where now, of course, they're shooting everything, which 15 years ago, 20 years ago, everybody looked down on that. They said, oh, video is just not, you know, it's not the same as film. Film has a lot more texture. You get all of these, you know, great characteristics, these crushed blacks and very, you know, in-depth images and whatnot. You can't get that in video. But now, of course, with video and high definition and 4K, and they just keep increasing the image quality. It's almost gone into overkill. The images that they're looking to generate are better than the human eye has the ability to take in many cases, I think. They're really going into overkill. I think, I mean, I know this is kind of on a side note, but part of the powerful nature of film is that film, your old 35mm, 70mm type film, had the look almost of a painting, where you have the softer edges, you have the crushed blacks, you have, you know, the image quality is more soft in its appearance, but the sharper the images become, you lose that element, and it's almost like they become too sharp, in my opinion. Of course, it's a matter of personal preference, but anyway, all of that. But anyway, Steven Soderbergh, this innovative filmmaker guy, is a classic Hollywood liberal, and he made this film with Benicio del Toro called Che, about Che Guevara, and the film really does present Che Guevara in a very, you know, dynamic, interesting, heroic manner, although showing his ruthlessness. His ruthlessness is there. They did capture his ruthlessness. However, the guy was a lot more ruthless than he is made out to be, far more vicious and cruel, and had a very hateful view of the United States of America. And here's part of this article where they quote Che Guevara, and they talk about when this film came out years ago, because it was released back in 2008, but it's been stirred up again now because you've got people talking about how Che Guevara, oh, he's so cool. He was such an interesting guy. Yeah, Che Guevara, he's great, whatever. Oh, Trump is horrible. Trump is miserable, blah, 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 right? Down with Trump, basically down with capitalism and freedom and up with communism. And here you've got Trump being called a monster and inhumane and everything simply because he's upholding American law. And the people who keep trying to break the law because they get hurt, these illegals trying to come into our country, end up suffering things because they're breaking the law. Supposedly, that's Trump's fault, which is completely ridiculous. And some of the strongest proof of that is all of the video clips that they show of everybody from Hillary Clinton to Chuck Schumer, all of these Democrats that years ago, all of them publicly and repeatedly denounced illegal immigration when it was politically expedient for them. Now, because they realize that against American patriotism, it's very difficult for them to win an election. They saw that as the Obama administration became more and more radically to the left, what happened? What happened was the Democrats lost more than 1,000 seats in a whole variety of elections across the country. They lost more than 1,000 seats. And then when Trump ran for president, they lost not only the White House, they lost the House and the Senate. And so they're seeing that, because what's behind all of this ultimately is the globalists want to turn America into a socialist country. That's what they want. And what they're recognizing is that the current American population is simply not going to support outright socialism. They're not going to support it. And they will resist it. So they've got to bring in, they basically got to do a population shift where they get more foreigners in here, give them promises, give them a bunch of free stuff, free money and whatever, and then hopefully get them to vote for the Democratic Party. That's the idea. And that's just now, at this point, everybody seems to know the cat's way out of the bag. People seem to know that completely. But let's go back to this article. I want to talk about Che Guevara. They were talking about where this film is concerned. When the film came out, a lot of Cubans who live in Miami, who had family members who were tortured, imprisoned, and killed by Castro's regime, they were not happy with this film. They were not happy and have never been happy, apparently, with the heroic portrayal of Che Guevara. And people in our country who are part of this college elitism, who go around wearing those red T-shirts with Che Guevara on the shirt, his image. Well, Che Guevara said this. He said, quote, "The U.S. is the great enemy of mankind," raved the terrorist whom Soderbergh and Del Toro glorified and who got a standing ovation in Hollywood with both Robert Redford's The Motorcycle Diaries and Soderbergh's Che. Quote, "Against those hyenas, Americans, there is no option but extermination. The imperialist enemy, Americans, must feel like a hunted animal wherever he moves. Thus, we'll destroy him. We must keep our hatred against the U.S. alive and fan it to paroxysm. If the nuclear missiles had remained in Cuba, we would have fired them against the heart of the U.S., including New York City," end quote. Che Guevara. Now, again, that's according to this article. That is a quote. You can see Che calling for the extermination of America and claiming that if they'd have had the opportunity, if they'd have been able to succeed in the Cuban Missile Crisis, where JFK refused to allow the Soviet Union to build a nuclear missile base 90 miles south of our border, Che Guevara bragged and boasted that they would have used them against the United States. Now, we have to bear that in mind, folks. We have to bear that in mind because the reason these communist leaders are celebrated as heroes is because this kind of information is by and large kept away from the masses. And so what happens is propaganda films and propaganda media, which is essentially psychological warfare, to take somebody who is your enemy, who wants to destroy you, and turn that person into this heroic figure to get our young people in the colleges and universities to think, oh, this guy is great, when in fact he's the enemy of freedom. People who suffered under the Castro regime don't think Che Guevara was a great guy. Not at all. Many of them had to flee and get out of there and came to the United States. And they are grieved at what's happened to their country even to this day. All right, we are going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to listen to some of the propaganda from this Hollywood film, and then we're going to compare it with things that Che Guevara actually said, because his propaganda continues to live on even today. When we come back, right after this.
Of the Bible, enter into a world of saints and martyrs battling spies. face, assassins and wolves in sheep's clothing. A Lamp in the Dark unfolds the fascinating history, the Bible, and the lives of the saints who fought to preserve it. This exciting look into the times of valiant men of faith, such as John Wycliffe, William Tyndale, and Martin Luther, is a must-see for any follower of Christ. Filled with rich visual graphics and dramatic reenactments, A Lamp in the Dark is an epic documentary, a powerful witnessing tool for church and Bible study groups around the world. Share with your church, your family, and friends the untold history of the Bible today.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family, because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I also knew, living in Memphis on the New Madrin Fault, that there is the possibility of an earthquake. I also know that ice storms can cause the power to go out here, not to mention the threat of terrorism. There were many reasons. So I contacted the company Mountain House and asked if I could become a distributor of their product. I had some of their food when I was in high school on a couple camping trips, and it's really good. But now Worldview Weekend has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. We have one pack that's available. It's a bucket of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 14 days for one person. Figure out how many are in your family. Figure out how many days you want to have food ready to be put into boiling hot water and have a good meal, and make your order. Now, again, you can order it from someone else, but if you order it from Worldview Weekend, we're not going to charge any shipping and handling. Free shipping and handling. Secondly, it's another way for us to generate revenue to underwrite the expenses of running Worldview Weekend, our radio and television ministry, and our free conference ministry. For more details, just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Thanks for staying with the show today. Today we're talking about communism in the coming new year. We've been discussing this recent story about actors in Hollywood celebrating Che Guevara. Che Guevara. Now, here is something. Every now and again, we get updates on the situation there in South Africa. One of the things that caught my eye was a banner that the EFF stands for Economic Freedom Fighters. Those in South Africa will satirically say EFF really stands for Everything for Free, because that's basically the promise of the political party, that they're just going to, you know, give everybody all kinds of free stuff. You know, which is the general promise of communism. Well, how do they get the free stuff? Well, the communists are going to take over the government. They're going to rob anybody who has anything and then supposedly redistribute that wealth for everybody else. So it's a plundering operation, as every communist movement, socialist movement is, ultimately. But they have on one of their banners a quote, a partial quote from Che Guevara, that says, quote, "A revolutionary must become a cold killing machine motivated by pure hate." A revolutionary must become a cold killing machine motivated by pure hate. So that's one of the quotes that appears on the banner, one of the banners used by the EFF, which is a communist party, a socialist party there in South Africa. Also, interestingly, a story we did some time back on the West Point graduate, who wrote on his cap that he had, his graduation cap, he wrote the words, "Communism will win. Some people might remember this guy, Second Lieutenant Spencer Rapone, who eventually received a less than honorable discharge from the Army, thankfully. Well, one of the pictures, one of the images that he posted, not only did he post an image of himself holding his cap upside down that said communism will win on it, but then he opened the waistcoat, the you know, his coat, his uniform, right? Almost like Superman pulling open his coat, and beneath what he had was a red T-shirt with the face of Che Guevara on it. So, again, obviously promoting radical communism while attending West Point and about to become an officer in the U.S. Army. Thankfully, they shut him down and got him out. He had no business being at West Point. All right, but here, let's listen now. I want to play some of the audio because I'm listening to this and I'm thinking about the stuff that, you know, people have researched behind the scenes on Che Guevara versus how he's portrayed in this film. But listen to this propaganda. Listen to it.
Master Che Guevara. He is a Marxist, a soldier, a physician, and the power behind Fidel Castro.
What is the most important quality for a revolutionary to possess?
El amor.
Love.
Love.
Love of humanity, of justice and truth. A real revolutionary goes where he is needed.
Fusilamientos, sí, hemos fusilado.
Okay.
Fusilamos y seguiremos fusilando.
Nuestra. All right. So, notice how it begins there with. What is needed to be a revolutionary? Love. Yeah, he's got to have love. Meanwhile, in fact, here's the full quote. We just read part of that quote that's used there in South Africa. But here's one of the quotes that you can find on the website, CheGuevaraOnline.com. CheGuevaraOnline.com. They got a whole list of his quotes. At one point, he said this, quote, "Hatred is an element of struggle. Relentless hatred of the enemy that impels us over and beyond the natural limitations of man and transforms us into effective, violent, selective, and cold-killing machines." Cold-killing machines, that's what he said. Quote, "Our soldiers must be thus. A people without hatred cannot vanquish a brutal enemy." End quote. Che Guevara. And so it's so ironic that the film is, you know, obviously trying to portray this romanticized idea of Che Guevara himself. Che Guevara had a very different approach. No, his approach was based by and large on hatred. And it's something that we see. You can tell, brethren, if you watch what's going on with these radical leftists. In fact, there's a quote, not a quote, a video clip out there. A guy went into a vape shop. I'm still trying to figure out vaping, quite honestly. I mean, I keep seeing these vape shops show up all over the place. You're driving down the road. Suddenly there's a big sign for a vape shop. I don't even know what vaping is. I'm still trying to figure it out. It seems to have replaced cigarette smoking. I can figure that much out. But why vaping? I don't know. Anyway, so some guy goes into a vape shop and he's wearing a T-shirt that says Trump on it, right? Donald Trump, pro-Trump T-shirt. And the guy working in the vape shop totally flips out and starts yelling and screaming at him. Listen.
Okay, here's where we're at.
Leave the store. I don't give a. Get out.
Dude, go ahead. Take another swing at it. Make contact with me one more time. I'm going to make a deal with you. I want to purchase that vape juice.
No.
If you sell it to me,
no.
I will.
No.
If you...
Okay. And it actually, the whole thing, you know, I'm I've edited out much of it, most of it, in fact. Why? Because the language from the clerk is horrible. And he's just he's shouting and cursing at this guy who just wanted to buy something there. But he happens to be wearing a Trump T-shirt and he's yelling and screaming at him and calling him a racist and everything else. But if you watch the video, you can hear in his voice just the insane, frantic hatred that he has for this guy just because he's wearing a T-shirt that promotes Donald Trump. You can hear the hatred in his voice. Ask yourself a question. Is this the loving attitude that we're told by the liberals that they supposedly represent love? Or is this that intense hatred that was promoted by Che Guevara? I mean, there are people who are conditioning the young people, especially in the colleges, in the universities, online, through TV, etc., conditioning them for an intense hatred of our country. And it's a civil war where they want to raise up a Marxist army in our midst to try and ultimately overthrow our country from within. How has this come about? Through psychological warfare. That guy in the vape shop is driven to what sounds like, you know, a demonic fury through propaganda. So we've got to consider the warnings that we have in the scripture, that God shall send them strong delusion so that they will believe a lie, that they all might be damned who loved not the truth, but who had pleasure in unrighteousness. So we remember the warning of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Take heed that no man deceive you." We're called to stand in the truth and to fight the good fight of faith, even in the midst of dark and perilous times. And we're told, in the last days, perilous times shall come. All right, brethren, that's going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there. But we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.